Has human activity changed our planet so much that it's now time to rename the current epoch? That's what occurred in 2002 to Paul Crutzen, a Nobel Prize-winning chemist. The epoch spanning the past 10,000 years is known as the Holocene, meaning all that's recent. Crutzen suggested that the Holocene has now ended and that we are entering a new epoch. He proposed the term Anthropocene, meaning the age of humans. Today, many scientists agree that there's enough evidence to make the new term official. For example, global warming has changed the face of the Arctic and Antarctic. Farming, industry, and development have modified much of the Earth's soil. And rising temperatures on land and sea have put many plants and animals at risk. Would officially adopting the term Anthropocene make any difference? That's hard to say. For geologists, it could be useful as a concise way to describe the current age. As for the rest of us, Anthropocene might help call attention to just how much our actions affect the planet. Global warming and other environmental issues are in the news every day, but there's nothing like renaming an entire epoch to get people's attention. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Jan Zalasiewicz at the University of Leicester, England. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. Once again, our web address, amos.indiana.edu, and for podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.